Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to Psychic Medium Tony Green. I am Tony Green, the psychic medium, here to do 60 minutes of what I like to call entertainment. So let's go. First and foremost, I will never, ever, ever reach out to you and tell you that you need anything. Second, January 31st will unfortunately be the last day for Blog Talk Radio. They are unfortunately shutting down a service that is very unique. So if you do listen and call in on Blog Talk and want to continue to follow my show, please go over to YouTube and hit that subscribe button. I will be staying with Blog Talk for as long as they are there and or until I find hopefully another service that can do the same thing as them. I spent the whole day looking. It was not as lucky as I would have liked to have been, but I know something's out there. Right? By the way, if somebody wants to offer to buy Blog Talk, there's a business idea. Okay, we are going to get started right away. I'm going to start with names. It could be your name, your loved one's name, the name of a person, place, or thing, the name of someone you love, knew, your loved one knew, whatever the name is, as long as it makes sense to you, it makes sense to you. Yes. The name can belong to more than one person. Some of the names are very, 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 very many people have them. let me just get started. Here we go. Okay, the first name is Jeffrey. The second name is Leilani. The next name is Mikhail. The next name is Lucas. The next name is Lucia. Kind of like, I think there's a place called St. Lucia. Lucia. The next name is Mariah. The next name is Jiminy Crickets. It's a statement. Jiminy Crickets. Where is that from? Oh my goodness, where is it from? The next name is Latka, L-A-T-K-A, Latka. The next name is Florence Edna. Please forgive me this evening. I am going to be extra wackadoo this evening. The next name is Jerome. It's going to take me a second to get the next name, so please, Earl, name is Ulysses. Thank you. Oh, my goodness. I didn't think I was going to get it. Ulysses. Oh, my goodness. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. The next name is, I'm only going to do a couple of more names. Stanford, the next name is, now they're like, psh. Beatrice, the next name is, I said this on another show and I'm saying it again, Liberant, I don't, for whomever that is for. Remember, it can be a person, place, or thing, pet, landmark, whatever it is that it reminds you of. I would normally go into songs right now, that I'm going to, because instantly they started giving me songs. The song can be a song your loved one loved, you listened to together, or it could be the answer to a question that you've been trying to get. And the first song is that song, I want you to want me. I need you. You know the song. I don't need to sing more. And yes, I am aware I cannot sing. We've all learned to live with it. Okay, the next song is, riding that train high on blump blump, that song. The next song is, I'm only going to do a couple of songs this evening also, so probably just one or two more songs. Okay, so somebody is showing me the imagery and telling me leapfrog, like the old, like the really old school video games, leapfrog. They're showing me S-A-G-A, like S-A-G-A, Saga. Okay, is there another song? Anything Marilyn Monroe, whomever that is for, which could be a confirmation and really about her movies over a particular song. And then the next thing is a last one, anything. Give it to me, baby, that funky stuff. Give it to me. Woo! Okay, those are all of the songs I'm doing tonight. I'm not going to do any other songs unless they come through while answering questions for people. You can call in this evening with your questions or to connect to a loved one up above. The call-in number is 845-277-9131. And please have a specific question about life, love, career, and or a loved one you would like to communicate with. And I just need their first name and their relationship to you. Let's get started. 216, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Sharon from Ohio. How are you today? Tonight?
I'm excellent. Thank you so much. Thank you for calling in. How can I help you?
Well, it's been kind of hectic at work lately, very, very busy. I feel like I'm drowning. What do you see coming up for me in the next couple of months at my job? My boss is happy with me. I'm overwhelmed. Maybe it's just with life. I know.
I think that's everyone, every place right now. But let's thank you for bringing that up. The first thing we're going to do is a healing and or clearing. You may or may not feel this. For you and everybody else to release or relieve stress and that feeling of being overwhelmed. As I start to do it, even before I say it, I can feel it. So we're going to pull this, all that caused it, all that kept it.
Okay.
And all it caused and kept. We're going to start pulling that now. And also, I can't remember the next thing. Your boss really does really appreciate you as an employee, loves you as an employee, loves the work you're doing. It is going to be a little bit chaotic at your place of business for at least 6 more months. I wish I was saying weeks, but 6 months. And here's, you know, the up and the down of that. As long as there's so much going on, you know, there's stability in employment, although we don't want to feel overwhelmed every day. But what I'm hearing actually is you're the type of person that needs to be so busy you can't think sometimes. If you were bored at work, you would go literally out of your flipping, dipping mind.
You're right. Just these past 3 days have been like over the top busy. It's getting towards the end of the year. It's very busy in my department. But go ahead, sweetie, that you are so right on for that. I know. It's either too much or too little, but go on.
And I feel like in 3 months, it's going to taper down a little bit, but in 6 months, it'll be not as chaotic. Just give it the time it needs. Breathe through the day and allow yourself to take little breaks as you need them. But in about 6 months, it should be less chaotic. But in 3 months, it should taper down a bit. Okay, sweetie?
And my boss is happy with me, you said. She's so nice.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know when the last time I heard this statement is, but somebody just said from the other side, pleased as punch. Your boss is pleased as punch with you. So very, very happy with you. Very happy with you.
Thank you. That makes me feel good because I'm overwhelmed. I needed that tonight. I know. We've just been so busy. Thank you so much.
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely my pleasure. You have an absolutely amazing rest of the evening, and call back anytime, love.
Thank you. Have a nice night.
You also, sweetie. Okay, I'm going to go to the first question on YouTube. So if you are on YouTube and you have the chat option open, please feel free to post a question. I will get to as many people as I can. It's my anniversary today. Happy anniversary. Does my husband, Jim, have any messages for me? Yeah, the first message is tell her I love her, but he tells you that all the time. He's always saying he loves you. And he is thing that I don't know how to say on air because it's just a teensy weensy bit naughty. I'll say it that way. He would like his anniversary kiss. When things pop up, they just pop up. That is his confirmation to you also, as well as, you know, being a little cheeky. He wants you to know everything is going to be better soon. Just hold on. He's actually doing the song, Hold On, Help Is On The Way, which I don't know the rest of the words to, thank goodness, because I won't be singing. But he does want to tell you everything is about to, like, it's not going to keep being this way. It's about to turn a corner. You're about to have some relief or some, like a big load is lifted from you. So please be aware of that. That is coming in for you. Okay, love? And thank you so much for your question. I'm so, so grateful for it. I'm going to go to the next caller, who I think it's 610. We're about to find out. 610, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, hi. This is Jade.
Hey, Jade. How can I help you today?
Good. How's it going, Tony?
Excellent. Thank you so much for asking.
Cool. Well, I had an update because I had spoken to you. It was a couple of weeks ago. You had told me that I had a very good chance of getting that job. And guess what? To my surprise, I opened my email yesterday and I was offered a job.
Well, thank goodness. That's wonderful. Congratulations. Now the question is, are they making it worth it for you to take the job?
Well, that's the thing. I had asked for the contract and stuff. I'm assuming you're asking about the salary. That's a question, I'm guessing. But the thing is like, I had to, I'm kind of like, I finally got the salary, which I'm planning on countering once I get the official contract. I'm trying to, give them, a sort of a starting date, so I propose that. The thing is that they're not even in the U.S., they're in the U.K., and they have people, some work in the U.S., so there's, a time difference, and they're also, I think it's Australia as well. So we have those time zone differences. But the thing is, it looks like they do want me. They just wanted to finish with the interviews. And I was very happy, when I was offered a position, but I was a bit taken back because they wanted to know if I wanted a job first. So I had to go, get I've never done a drug test in my life, and I had to go get one today, which is surprising. So I just wanted to see, I want to ask for a bit more based on my skills and everything. I'm planning on countering as soon as I get the contract. Do you see I can get what I'm asking for? And what are you picking up about this job for me?
Okay. Thank you so much for your question, love. I'm going to answer that. The one thing I'm getting is it will be a really good change and a really good position for you. You can ask for a bit more. What I'm hearing is they'll give you a bit more, but not a lot more. Don't quit till you are fully done negotiating your new job, okay? Don't give any notice or anything. And also, they will give you a bit more. I don't know what a bit more is, but I do feel like this is going to be a really good position for you. You're going to be happy, and you are going to enjoy the new position. I feel like it will be, I don't know why I'm, what it means, like it will be eye-opening for you. So you're really, really, really going to be happy with that, love. Okay. Thank you so much for your question. I'm going to go to the next question online. I have to find it again. I think this is where I am. Again, if you're listening through Blog Talk, January 31st will be their last day. And to find me and subscribe there if you want to continue to be part of the show. If I find a new call type thing before then, I will, of course, let everybody know as soon as I figure it out. They've been kind enough to give us enough time to figure it out and try to manage it. If you are calling in, please have a question ready. If you're in the chat, please, a question would be great. Okay, let me see. Stephanie. Hi, Tony. Hope you're well. I'm hoping to get answers when a new job will come my way, please. Thank you. Stephanie wants to know, when is a new job coming her way? Soon. When I hear tomorrow, it doesn't literally mean tomorrow. It means it's coming in very quickly. I feel like by the end of November, you're going to know about this position. You won't be hired to it. You may have had contact with the people, like you know the position, you've already, they've contacted you in some way to let you know that they're interested in you. You may or may not have the interview. I think you're going to have the interview maybe next week, end of this week. Yeah, maybe toward the end of this week, either you're going to set up the interview or have the interview, but then next week you'll know a lot more about it. I don't know that you'll be hired by the end of November, but you'll definitely know about the position by the end of November. And I tell everyone, keep applying no matter what. Just keep applying up until the day you start. And even after that, you can keep applying if you feel like there might be something better out there. I do feel like this is coming in. You're going to hear from this company very, very soon, Tashil. And I do feel like you may have already applied to this company, love. So I hope that that is very helpful for you. Thank you so much for the question. I'm going to go to 860. 860, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Tony. My name is Lisa Marie from Connecticut, and I would love to hear a message from my Grammy, Florence Gates, for the holidays, maybe, or whatever she wants to tell me.
Okay, from your Grammy, Florence. Okay, give me a second.
Thank you.
Okay, first thing that he wants to say about the holidays is get back into your, like, whatever this means for you, your childhood routine, the things you did when you were a child for Christmas, whether that was baking or whether that was just some of your traditions. And it doesn't have to be literally childhood, just when you were younger, whatever traditions you had, get back into them and allow yourself to celebrate. Even if you celebrate with yourself, allow yourself to celebrate for the reasons that you celebrate Christmas. Don't be counting on or dependent upon other people to bring you in general. Find that reason, if you will, excuse the cliche, the reason for the season within yourself, and allow it to come out no matter what anybody else says or does around you. Oh, and I have such a, like, huge ringing in my ear on this. And the other thing she wants to say is, if you feel like baking, then bake. If you feel like whatever you feel like doing, just do it. Because it's to fulfill something inside of you. It doesn't have to be for other people. I hope that makes sense to you, love. I really
Perfect.
Hope that makes sense to you.
Perfect. God bless you, Tony. Happy holidays. Thank you.
Oh, God bless you too, love. I hope you have an amazing rest of the day, and I know hopefully we will chat again before the holidays. Okie dokie. Who is next? Lynn wants to know, do you feel me marrying another Scorpio or another water sign? Lynn, I feel like you might end up with an air sign. Well, and remember, Lynn, there's, you know, our birth, like our sun sign and then our rising sign. I'm a Gemini sun, Cancer rising, and something moon. I always get my moon and my Venus mixed up. Like one of them's Taurus and one of them's something else. I don't know. Maybe it is. I don't even remember. But I'm just as much. And one of my very, very favorite people is Cancer sun, Gemini rising, which is crazy. We have conversation, a lot of conversations about that. So I feel like they may be like an air sign. They may have water as their rising or their moon. So please pay attention to all of it, not just one, because the sun sign, although that's really very important, the rising can be just as much because when it comes to certain things, I'm not like other Geminis. Like I have a ton of Gemini friends, and I always think, how are they like that as a Gemini? And then I'm like, oh yeah, rising, moon, Venus, all of it plays in, and the year they were. So I do feel like it is going to, I know I'm going a bit on about that. I feel like it's going to be an air sign, love, or they're going to have a lot of air. Air is going to be a little bit more prominent than the water. Okay, love? Thank you so much for the question. I'm going to go to the next caller who is 516. 516, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Beth. I'm calling from Long Island.
Hey, Beth, how can I help you today?
Oh, I just came across your show because my friend Tom and I really like your show. I wanted to ask more of a medium question, if you feel any energy that has passed over trying to contact me.
Okay, so, Beth, the way I do the show and even the way I do my readings, I ask for a name and the relationship of the person because it kind of gives me permission. Plus, a lot of times we're expecting or we want to connect with one specific person. And sometimes when I'm describing people, first, I don't know how to describe people. We don't always get their exact name. We can get certain traits. Everybody's gets are different. But a lot of times people don't even, they might not know whom I'm talking about when I'm describing somebody because it could be like a great grandparent or just not the person you're thinking of in that moment. So if you'd like to give me the name of someone and who they are to you, that would be great.
Well, I had multiple passings, so that's why I was wondering if you pick up any type.
Okay, you guys, tonight's not the night. Mm-mm. I appreciate and love each and every one of you. I do. I really do. I appreciate and love each and every one of you so stinking much. There's a certain way I do my show, and if you listen to my show on a regular, you know, and you know why. So please, if I give direction and describe the way I work, let's just go with that. Let's not counteroffer. We're not negotiating, especially not tonight. Tonight's not the night. So thank you for that call. I wish you Teresa would like to know, hello, I've been experiencing a lack of motivation in a big way. I'm so sorry, Teresa, a lot of us have. Can you help me with this? I can help everybody with this. What is the root cause? What can I do? And that's a lot of questions. What I'm just going to do instead is this, which may be really helpful. Anything stopping or blocking motivation in any way for any of us, and especially Teresa, let's heal, clear, release that. Let's pull it all out. Teresa, I feel like it's just the pre-season. This is just what I'm hearing for you. It's like the preseason humdrum, if you will. There's a lot more to it than that, but that just is what I'm getting right now. I do feel like by the end of the month, you will be up and running. Remember, there's a lot going on right now and a lot of energy everywhere with everyone. And we are going through a very transitional period right now. What I recommend is just breathe and allow yourself to, if you're not motivated, allow yourself to be unmotivated at the moment. There's nothing in this world that says we have to be on go 24/7, even though I understand not being motivated. But we're just going to make sure you're clear, pulling all of that, and anything stopping or blocking motivation, we're just going to pull that also. And I do feel that, like, in the sternum area, Teresa, so it might be a bit of that one. I know that chakra is for, they say that's the chakra for fear, I think, if I'm remembering correctly. So there might just be a little bit of anticipation moving forward or a little bit of, you know, hesitation because of that. Whatever that is for you, love, I hope that this is very, very helpful for you. And thank you so much for the question. I'm going to go to 518. Yes, 518. I think 85. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Rose Maria, and I'm from New Jersey. How are you?
I'm doing amazing, love. How are you?
I'm doing good, a little bit better. But here and there, like I'm, like a, what's the right word? In a mood, like a depressed mood or upset mood or stuff like that, but here and there. But I'm still waiting for that darn relationship to come in. I don't know why they're taking so long to come into my life. That makes sense? The manifesting and all that.
Okay, so sometimes when we are manifesting, we put in what I'm hearing, love, and I'm not saying this is you, but sometimes we put, even though we want it, there's something from the past that might be somewhat blocking it, like I don't want someone like the person from the past or something, I don't know, something like that. So what I'm going to do is for you, anybody else listening that wants to be in a healthy, loving relationship, we're going to heal, clear, release, pull anything stopping, blocking, healthy, loving relationship from coming into you, a really good, healthy, loving partner. What I'm getting, love, is that one of the things, have you, and I know this is really difficult to do sometimes, and sometimes we think we have, but we may not have. There's something from the last situation you were in that you have not let go of. So I'm just going to start pulling and clearing that. And instantly my throat is like starting to close up. And maybe you didn't get to speak your piece, or maybe you felt like you weren't heard, or maybe there were things you wanted to say that I don't know what it is. It might not even be something with your throat, but whatever it is, we're just going to pull, clear, heal, release this. Oh my goodness. I don't know if you're watching, but right now, and I'm having like all these, we're just going to clear this, and anybody who feels this, you can comment if you would like, but I feel like I'm going to say this to you. Sometimes we say this also. We want the next one to be the final one. We don't want to mess around anymore. That means we have to clean a few things up before we get into that relationship. It might take a little bit longer for that person to appear because of other things going on with them. But I do feel like somebody should be coming in, could be coming in. Around, I keep hearing new year, new year, new year. So either around or in the new year, give it, don't give it, but a February or sooner, hopefully. But work on, what I'd like you to do, what I'd really like you to do is go through the things that happened in the last situation you were in and see what's really bugging you or bothering you, you know, if there's any triggers, and then just try to let that go. And if you can't, go to my TikTok because there's so many healings and clearings for relationship stuff there. I feel like in the past you may have been with a bit of a, I'm not supposed to diagnose people, but somebody who may have had some of the same personality traits as a narcissist, you know, lying, cheating, stealing, all the good stuff, all the yummy stuff. What I'm going to say is if we want someone different, we have to change the way, we have to change what we are attracted to. We really have to change what visually stimulates us. So I'm going to do a clearing that we are attracted to healthy, loving people now. And I feel that like in my stomach. So we're going to just do that. And if it's not the last person you were with, it was somebody significant in your life that was like that, love. It's just what I'm getting. Please don't be upset with me for the intel I'm getting. So I hope this is helpful, love. I really do. And come back and re-listen to these clearings again and again. And because I feel like once this is cleared, you will be ready to go. Okay, love?
Okay.
Thank you so much, sweetie. And, love, are you still there?
Yes.
I think this is for you, but as I went to put you back on mute, I keep hearing the name John.
Yeah, that's my brother.
Is he here or there?
Myra, he's still alive. And I have cousins named John's, too. So okay. I think it's my brother.
So here's what I'm going to say. Well, okay, just give me a second here. I'm sorry, love. Just give me a second. Okay, so is there discourse between you and your brother? Are you guys?
Yes.
Like, okay. Thank you for confirming that. What I'm getting is you need, the way I'm not telling you this, whomever is on the other side is saying this to you. You need to just completely let that go and move on with your life so you can be happy and don't worry about, like, don't worry about what he's thinking, saying, feeling. That's none of your concern anymore. You just go live your best life and find a way to be happy. Some people ain't nothing in this world going to make them happy, and they ain't shit you can do about it. Use the French. So please take that to heart for whatever that's worth, love, and I hope that that message really, really helps you, sweetie. I hope it helps you.
Yeah, thank you.
One of the things I'm getting is when you can completely cut from that, somebody's going to come in that is going to be really good in your life. Okay, love?
Okay.
And sometimes even when we're not talking to someone, we think, well, I cut it. I'm not talking to that person. It's the whole being still engulfed in the ick or the ish of it, if that makes sense. Just like this, I think there's this, I know it's a song. I think these are the words, but I can't say the words on air, so I'm just going to put a in place of, I don't give a if you don't give a and I don't give a at all. Now, the F word goes in the spot. You kind of need to take on that attitude of you don't give a because you're taking responsibility for somebody else's thoughts, feelings, and emotions, and you can't even change them. You can't change this. So you have to just completely go into that. I can't care anymore. I've cared long enough, and I can't care anymore. Okay, sweet pea?
Yeah. You're all right. Yeah, the situation is, long story short, my father did a lot of things wrong with his will and stuff and everything. My brother gets it all, and I only get life estate. So to move forward, like you said, I need that, my share, if that makes sense. And I can't move on. I can't leave here until that. You know what I mean.
Okay, so I'm so sorry that that happened, and here's what I'm going to say. And I know when somebody passes, it's not only what they left us, but we think that what they left us is how they felt about us. And when somebody is not being fair in a will and or estate type of thing, there's so much I can say about this, but what I would say is if the courts can't clean it up, you won't be able to, okay? So if you him reasonably, and reasonably being you less to take this to court than what you would be getting from it, okay? If you feel like that would work, but if the courts can't or won't redirect the assets, you have to let it go. Believe me, people get their balance. Believe me. If he's being doing this in a bad way, just put it in front of a lawyer, see what they say, or you have to let it go and you have to move on and find your happiness in life and let that be what it's going to be. Yeah, there are people out there that they really manipulate the final wishes of someone, and the reason that they do that is their own depravity. All you can do is find your peace and your happiness and not let it affect you. And I know that is not what anybody wants to hear, and I'm so sorry that you're going through that. Please call back, and thank you so much for calling in. And thank you to Spirit for bringing that message through. Okay, Genevieve. Hey, Genevieve. Any messages from my mom, Liz, or my grandmom, or Melina, or my aunt? That's a lot. Okay, I'm just going to get a collective message for you. And the first thing that comes through is a song, and I'm gonna keep on loving you, because it's the only thing I want to do. That right there. And then the next thing that they would say to you is, it's going to pay off, don't stop. Okay? And that's the message that they have for you, and I hope that's really helpful. Okay, if you would like to call in and ask a question, you can call in to 845-277-9131. If you are watching on YouTube, please, you can post your question in the chat. I get to as many people as I can. And if you are calling in on Blog Talk, please go over to YouTube. I will always be on YouTube. And subscribe if you want to know when my shows are going to be airing and want to be able to continue to participate in the shows, because Blog Talk is, as of January 31st, going to no longer be with us. Okay. 518, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Tony. My name is Val. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I have to say, in the very beginning of the show, you threw out names. And the first name you said was Jeffrey. Now, yeah, that's a common name, but here's the thing. I had just been looking, like within probably 10 seconds, I'd been looking at a picture of someone named Jeffrey. So I'm like, okay, I think that was meant for me.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So guess who I'm going to ask about?
Okay, and I'm going to confirm for you, so many times the people who are listening, calling in on the chat, those their loved ones come through really strong in the beginning of the show just to let them know they're with you, they love you, and they care about you. Can I please ask, who was Jeffrey to you?
He's still here.
Oh, okay.
He's still with us.
And who is he to you?
He's an ex.
He's an ex. An ex Jeffrey.
Yeah, that I've been trying to reconnect with. And, you know, just even on a friend level, I miss him. Not in the, oh my gosh, he's not, you know, not, I miss him as a person. I miss him. Okay. I miss his wit, I miss his stupid, silly side. I miss, you know, he's a lot of fun. And
Okay, here's what I'm going to say to you. I am going to say a couple of things, and remember, you can always re-listen because I feel like you're going to hear part of this, and it happens to everybody. We hear parts of it, and the next time we listen, we hear more of it. The first and foremost thing is after December 1st or December 31st, December 1st, you're not going to miss him as much. Right now, you're just going through a period of nostalgia. The second thing I am hearing for you, and I think this goes for everybody, and I can't be, I really, really can't be more clear about this for everybody. And if we really think about it, we understand this to be the truth. When we spent a certain amount of time away from somebody, the bad memories tend to fade and the good memories tend to take over. So we have a lot of nostalgia and good memories and think about the good things about that person, especially if we're in a moment where we are maybe a little bit lonely, a little bit vulnerable, or maybe a little drunk. Not you, love, just somebody in general. We think about the good because we're positive, optimistic people. What I'm hearing is don't let it go. Not don't let it go. Those are two different statements. Don't reach out. Just let it go. Because there's the things that were good, yeah, they'd still be there. But the things that were not the best will still be there too. And if somebody have not responded, it's because they're moving on, and we need to have the peace and character to let others move on and have their life as they move on. Sometimes when you break up with someone, no matter how much time has gone by, you're just wanting, you know, to be able to move on in your life and have a new beginning in whatever area. Now, for you, as long as you're reminiscing about the past, it's really difficult for the floodgates of the future to open up for you. The more we cling on to little pieces of the past, the more difficult it is for any of us to move forward. Stop looking at pictures of the past and start creating a vision of the future you want. A person who wasn't it in the past will not be it. It doesn't matter why. The universe just said, hey, this isn't the person. You are not the people for each other. It doesn't matter why. It doesn't matter who did who wrong. It just matters that the universe said, nope, we're going to pop you up. And we're going to put you in a position for somebody that's so much better suited for you. Follow that and live with it. Live within those parameters that don't go backwards, go forward, and that there is a different destiny for your love life. And it's very difficult for people to be friends sometimes after a breakup, especially if one of the people has been hurt emotionally, psychologically, or otherwise. And it's not fair to have the expectation that somebody would just be your friend, especially in whatever period of time it is. You're feeling a need right now that you want this person to fill, and that's unfair to that person. So find somebody new, move forward, and you are going to find someone that will bring in a better partnership for you. Okay, love? I know that's not what you want to hear, but that's what you need to hear. So I hope that's really helpful, and thank you so much. Thank you so very much for your question. Hi, Jenna. How are you? Dawn? Yeah, I think that's what Dawn wants to know. Yep. Hello, Tony. I was wondering if my brother has a message. Yeah. Dawn, I'm going to scroll down a little bit. Oh, holy moly. Can you please? Oh, your brother's name is DJ. Thank you, Dawn. You are on it. Your brother's name is DJ. Thank you. And you guys, by having the name, it gets me right to them, right to their energy, and in that space with knowing who exactly I'm connecting with. And just, you know, when I'm on YouTube and Blog Talk, you have no idea how many people are here right now. So, okay, DJ, what would you like to tell Dawn? Okay, the first thing I'm hearing, Dawn, is happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. Please let us know what birthday. Is there a birthday? Is this an anniversary birthday, like of him passing? What is it? Second thing I'm hearing is that song, Live and Let Die. They love, by the way, they love that song. Live and Let Die. That's the second song. That's the song I'm hearing, or the second message for you. Take it by the reins and run with it is the next message. And there's something coming in for you that's going to... Dawn, I really don't know what this means, but I hope you do. It's going to infiltrate your life, whatever that means. Oh, he passed in September, and my birthday is in July. Okay, thank you for sharing that with me. I'm sorry, he just recently, that was not so long ago. I'm so sorry for your loss. There's something coming in that's going to infiltrate your life, meaning it's going to be in every aspect of your life. This can be a relationship. I'm not sure. I'm not saying it is. I'm not sure what it is, but there is something coming in, and it's really going to infiltrate a great deal of your life, and you're really going to enjoy it. You're going to absolutely love it. He also wants you to know that this is very, very specific, and I'm going to need to know about this if and when it happens. If the lights don't work, it's me. But he's also showing me like Christmas tree lights or Christmas lights that you might hang or put out. If they don't work, it's him. And he thinks that's hilarious for some reason. He just finds that hilarious. But they might, like, not work for a second, and then if you jiggle them, they work or something, but that's him playing with them, or any lights, really. They love to play with electronics, I'm just saying. Dawn, I hope that's very, very helpful for you. I hope it's very helpful. Thank you so much for asking about your brother, and I'm happy I could connect with you. Remember, if you have a lot of questions, or if you want to connect with a lot of people, you can always schedule a private session. Just go to my website, tonig.info, and I'll be happy to help you. And if I don't get to you today, remember, I do 2 shows a week. Thank you so much. 718, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, Tony, this is Tom from Florida. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I was just wondering what you see happening in my love life.
Okay, Tom?
55.
Okay. So the first thing I'm hearing is 42 and 48. And then I hear another age. So what I'm going to address first is the 42 and 48, which were 2 years. During those 2 years, something happened that has something to do with where you are in your love life right now. Now, it doesn't have to be that's when you met somebody, broke up with somebody. It could be something within you changed or habits or something like that. What I'm going to say to you is I feel like you're going to meet somebody next year, which, by the way, is right a couple months away, so not a big deal. I feel like the month that you're going to meet them, August. And then again in October. So you have the potential to meet somebody in August and then again in October if August doesn't work out. Or if that's like either you meet them in August, it becomes more serious in October in some cases, or August you meet somebody and it's kind of more of a short-term little thing-a-ding. And then in October, somebody else has the potential to come in and you could meet them. Whichever way this works for you is the way it's going to work for you. I don't know that it's two different people. Another way this could work is you meet them in August, but due to where they, the distance or whatever, then in October it really takes off. Okay. Having said all of that, August and October are the big months for the relationship for you to potentially meet somebody and have it go further. I actually feel you may meet this person at an event, but not just any old event. It might have something to do with work, like a work event. Now, normally I would not advocate for that because it can get super messy super fast, but it might not be somebody to work with. I feel like you don't work with this person. They're just somehow whatever. You'll know when the time comes. The other thing that I'm getting for this relationship thing, is it's going to be fun, but have the conversations that need to be had and be open and honest about everything. That's what I have for you. I hope that's very helpful.
Okay, Tony, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Thank you so much for calling in. Well, that's it, folks. There we are, 90 seconds to go. Here's what I want to do as we head out of the show. Don't hang up, anybody. Don't go anyplace, anybody. I want to do a clearing for love, just healing, having, being love. We're going to pull anything that is in the way of that, anything stopping or blocking it. Going to clear away all that caused any of this and ready for it. We're going to really have love pour into your heart chakra, but also into your crown from heaven, from God, angels, universe, whatever you believe in. Don't get caught up in names, folks. Don't get caught up in titles. Allow it to pour into you. And as it does, just feel that feeling. Now, it might be a little bit of a conflicting feeling because one thing's going as the goodness and the yum-yum is coming in, so please allow and embrace all of it. And, okay, there's somebody named Tom here, and Tom keeps saying, tell her I love her. So, and then there's somebody named Brad here. Oh, my goodness. So if you, Tom, Brad, and Julia. So, okay. I love you all. Thank you so much for being here.